Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Biden administration has made dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic a top priority, with a number of executive orders and a 200-page plan. NPR's Rob Stein reports this represents a change.
The Trump administration consistently downplayed the pandemic and essentially punted much of the fight against the virus to the states. That led to a disorganized patchwork response, widely considered to be a big reason why the U.S. became the epicenter of the pandemic. In contrast, the Biden administration is warning in stark terms that COVID-19 is the gravest threat to the nation and promising that the federal government will take a much more aggressive, you know, nationally coordinated approach from everything from testing to vaccines.
NPR's Rob Stein. Many congressional Republicans continue to criticize the second impeachment of Trump. NPR's Jason Slotkin has more.
The Republicans questioning the impeachment note the trial comes after Trump has left office. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn told a Houston news station that it was vindictive to impeach Trump, knowing he had lost the election. Senator Lindsey Graham has called the impeachment blatantly unconstitutional. Meanwhile, in the House, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is reportedly expressing concerns over House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney's support for impeachment. McCarthy reportedly told Greta Van Susteren in an interview to Air Sunday that though he supports Cheney, there's a lot of questions she has to answer to the conference. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
Arizona Republicans voted Saturday to censure three prominent Republicans in the state for not being sufficiently loyal to Trump. The censures of Governor Doug Ducey, former Senator Jeff Flake, and Cindy McCain, the widow of the late Senator John McCain, are symbolic, but show the state's GOP is remaining loyal to the former president, despite voters in the state selecting Joe Biden in the presidential election. Some immigrants are looking forward to reuniting with their loved ones now that President Biden reversed the travel ban that affected several predominantly Muslim nations. David Kondos of the Kansas News Service reports.
Ilama Mohamud is a Somali-American in Garden City, Kansas. She says some of her relatives have been closely following the U.S. election on their TVs in African refugee camps. And for them, Biden's executive order reversing the travel ban brought celebration and relief.
It's like they're sure of getting their people and their families back. So they're very much happy and they have a lot of hope. Before, they never had any hope.
Mohamud says some of the Somalis she knows in the U.S. and abroad are already making travel plans. The ban had been in place for 4 years this month. For NPR News, I'm David Kondos.
You're listening to NPR News. Russian police have arrested more than 3,000 people to stop protests in dozens of cities called for by jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford has more.
Mr. Navalny, when he called for people to take to the streets, he was saying to them, do not be afraid, lose your fear, come out and fight for your own futures. And I think that's what many people thought they were doing, not just calling for Alexei Navalny to be released, but calling for change here in Russia. It was the word that we heard quite a lot on the streets. And there was a big crowd in Moscow, in central Moscow, on Pushkin Square. The square itself was packed and the streets on either side were also very full. Now, the riot police have been able to clear those streets. Many people dispersed of their own accord, but many people were forced to clear the streets as the riot police linked arms and moved forward.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's looking forward to working with President Biden on shared goals, including climate change. He commented after speaking with Biden on the telephone Saturday. The U.S. is rejoining the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. The two leaders also discussed the prospects of a free trade deal between their countries. Britain left the European Union last year. The new defense secretary is expressing concern about extremists in the military. He was sworn in Friday. Retired General Lloyd Austin is the first black Pentagon chief. He says the Department of Defense job is to keep America safe from its enemies, but it can't do that if some of those enemies are within the ranks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.